Bill was waiting, but I don't see him. Hi, Bill. Can you hear me? Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Bill. Can you hear me? Yay! We did it! We got here! Yeah. How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. You like your new digs?
I love my new digs. You guys, you and Francine should come. We're getting a boat. We have a dock. Like, it's...
I'm there.
It's the Kool-Aid house. Seriously.
Yeah.
That would be super fun. Oh, yeah. There's my husband.
Hi.
I can see you.
Hi.
I think I'll turn. There we go.
I'm going to be in the towel.
He's about to go in the shower.
Good thing you just didn't get out of the shower, huh?
So how's everything?
Good, other than Reese still does it to me. I fell asleep.
No shit.
During the bowls. I fell asleep. I all of a sudden, I was doing good, and then all of a sudden, I hear, so what did you get in the box? What did you get? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like...
So when we first got married, his son Aaron was 12. Mm-hmm. And so when we would go to church, he'd fall asleep every single time. Piss me off, right? Stay awake. You know, he wasn't a child, you know? Mm. And one time I was talking to, it wasn't like the priest or anything like that. It was someone spiritual, like, you know, I wasn't at Reese Thomas then, but it was someone else. It was my other mystery school, my last one. Mm-hmm. And they said that was such a better way for him because he can take so much more in because he's asleep and your mind isn't getting in the way. They say it's actually like a big gift. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got something.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good.
See my pretty backdrop?
Yeah, it's very nice. Hey.
Very nice.
I decorated my own room. Usually my sister helps me, but because of COVID, I did it myself. And I don't know if you can see, but there's like a pale, pale blue.
Yeah.
And then these were two different pictures that didn't even go together. But don't they look like they go together?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just did all things that I liked. I have peacocks and seashells and
there you go.
Fun things.
It's been really nice. Ooh, I feel like I'm decapitated there. There we go. The camera on my machine doesn't work. So I got a new machine, but we can't get whatever. So I'm on my husband's machine. At least I'm in.
Yeah, good.
I had the same thing. My computer, I have one that I haven't used in a while, but it has a camera and a mic on it. It wouldn't recognize it. It wouldn't recognize that it existed. And I was like, and I couldn't figure out in the settings where to make it realize that there was no place. You go to audio and if it doesn't recognize it, it's like. So Fran was going to use my laptop so she could bounce around, but I said, no, I need it. I can't.
I need it. Yeah. It's funny. This is my husband's machine and we were testing it this morning and same thing. There's no camera. And I'm like, I can see it. It's right there. I can see this, you know, and eventually he went in and did something and got it to work. I'm like, please just make it work. My life has been bananas. Seriously, bananas. My grandson was born on Tuesday.
Yay.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter's been here pretty much since last Sunday. Mm. And today we get to go meet him. Because of COVID, I haven't met him yet.
Oh, wow.
So I'm gonna cheat and skip a couple of our things in the middle. I'm like this is it. 2:30 today, come meet him. I'm like, I'm going, right? Okay. So yeah. 2:30, 3:00. So I'm gonna do this half hour segment, get it all teed up, and then Geraldine's gonna take care. Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, look at you.
You're underwater.
You look so much less stressed, Bill. It's crazy. You look so much happier.
It's like it's been a complete change in my life.
Yeah.
Like actually doing things. I've been more social than I have been in at least a couple years.
Wow.
Meaning, even if it's just online stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been here comes somebody else. What I'm going to do is we have a half hour segment. Did you guys get, I sent you agendas and stuff because I thought it might be useful.
Yeah. I printed it, but I didn't, it's on the printer upstairs.
Yeah. So what I wanted is if you get pulled away and you go, okay, well it's 2:30. This is the lecture and it should be this link, because unlike the other classes, we will use the main thing that you've already been in. We will use this, but we will also use, we'll go to year three. We're going to do a couple things with year three, and we might do something with year one. So unlike everybody else, so like Lisa T sent you guys all an email. Let me just I sent texts because I just want to make sure everyone had a way to communicate. Okay. It's not us to communicate if you're having any technical issues, that you have a way to reach out to the group. There's a lot of technically savvy people. So, but anyway, so I thought if you had the agenda that it would be easier for you guys if anything goes wrong, you're like, well, I'm supposed to be here and I should be in three or I should be in the group or we're already running a little bit different. So hopefully everyone will, this was supposed to start at 1:45, but they gave a 15-minute break. So I'm assuming people will pop on pretty soon. I just came right in. So I don't know if you noticed, did anyone see Jonathan or Wendy?
No, I was, we actually, Robin's here with us. So we hooked up her computer to our TV. So we couldn't see all the people. We just so put him up on the screen.
There's Wendy.
Well, that Wendy?
I see Wendy.
Yep, that's Wendy.
Yay.
Hey, Wendy. Hi. And Jonathan.
Here's Jonathan. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
So we need
to. I was wandering around the halls here looking for people to hug, but I couldn't find anybody.
You might get yourself arrested, Bill, running around looking for people to hug.
Yeah, be careful, Bill.
Then at my mask.
I need a hug! I need a hug!
So, Wendy, is 509, is that also you?
Yes, please.
Okay, great, great. So who are we missing? Jonathan's here, so we're missing Geraldine.
Allison.
And
Judy.
Okay.
You hear me with me sitting over here?
Barely.
Barely? My computer is plugged in, so let me...
Oh, is that Jonathan?
Yeah.
I can hear someone talking, but I can't... Oh, there he is.
Whoops.
Yeah, does anybody have WhatsApp already loaded besides Jonathan?
I do.
On their phone?
I haven't.
Yeah, because me and Jonathan are supposed to do a healing, but I don't have that app. I'm trying to load it now, but it might take all day. Just saying.
Yeah, so as soon as everyone gets on, I'm going to do some, I kind of want to use this half hour to do logistical stuff. and like kind of one thing. And then on the talent, on the schedule, it said we're going to process the gift box. But I think we'll do that. We may be able to start it, but we'll do that in the 3:45 segment for the check-in. So we'll do the gift box, the check-in, the whole bit together. And Geraldine will head that out.
Better now.
Hopefully they'll get here soon. I have not heard hide nor hair from Allison. So
that's not unusual.
Yeah.
I think she's meeting with Judy. Deb, do you know?
I didn't go to the hotel because I'm still coughing. But
no.
They were going to be in the lobby until they could get a room. So I don't know. Maybe.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Because I've heard from her this morning, but haven't seen her in school.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very vague, but yes. Oh. There you are.
What about now?
Good.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right.
So yeah, Joyce, that dead woodchuck energy thing. So I've been having this problem with woodchucks destroying my garden. And Allison said that there's agro homeopathics or something like that.
Really?
Where they're using these, you know, whatever you want to call them, remedies, except for crops and things like that. So she said that if I had an expired woodchuck handy, I could make my own or something like that.
I gave him a less bloody solution, but apparently he likes the dead one.
Well, so Jonathan suggested journeying and talking to the woodchuck spirit and trying to work something out. But I may do that. It's very emotional for me. With those goddamn woodchucks. And he said it wouldn't be a good idea if I threatened them.
You know what, too, that's so unlike you?
So I get to a certain point, you know? So, like, with the woodchucks, like, I had told everybody yesterday that, like, they, like, wiped out almost everything. And I was in the garden crying because of it. And then it was kind of like, okay, it's game on, you know, because I was doing it. Like, I expanded the garden. We were going to have all this extra food, and I was going to freeze it and all this stuff. And so it was very personal to me. And I did look up the, what do they call them? Animal spirit or totems or whatever. And I have to shut that window. One of the things with woodchucks is boundaries. So I thought that I hadn't looked it up.
Go figure.
Wow.
So
talk about that, Bill. How does that feel? Like, what is your boundary? Other people invading your boundaries or?
Well, that's a lifelong thing. Yeah. So I've been working a lot on that, especially since having the new job, because now I have the time and energy, you know, to actually do something instead of just letting everything happen.
Well, and leaving the job.
Yeah.
That was a big action regarding that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that is a totally taking an action about your boundaries.
Yep. So I've been practicing it more and more, which makes me feel, Reese had always said that, you know, that you're doing it or you're breaking a vow when you feel like you're an asshole or something like that. And so when I set a boundary, then I feel like a complete jerk, but I just kind of like have to, putting medicine on your stingy finger, you know, kind of thing. So, and it's simple things. Like, if I'm in the kitchen and one of the females are there, they'll be like, can you get can you hand me the, the spoon? And I'll be like, no, it's like closer to you than it is to me. You know, just little things like that.
But if you practice with the little things, that's,
Yep.
To me, though, that's easier. You know, like, I always, you know, when I would do relationship things, I would pick a relationship that wasn't super important to me, was more peripheral, and then get to the relationships that were closer, you know? So I just think though that what you did with your job, you must have kicked the fuck out of your whole world there. You know what I mean? Like if you think of what are the major things in your life, your relationships with your family, your relationship with God, you know what I mean? Like jobs in the top three or four. Yeah. Like that was a huge one. You said no more. I'm going to no more.
And I'm going to believe that because I had been trying to do gratitude meditation every day, like in the shower, that's where I do my gratitude stuff. And I was really, really doing, you know, really feeling it and feeling the feeling of being in a different job that wasn't kind of abusive. And, but I didn't have time to look for a job, just like we had talked about that last time.
That was so cool.
And then poof, all of a sudden there's this guy on LinkedIn saying, hey, you want a job? I was like, hell yeah.
Well, Ian, even when you were negotiating the job,
yeah,
you negotiated the salary. Like you said, there's been, I think you've done a lot of boundary stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to text these guys because we do need to get going to see if they're on their way.
Allison's having trouble dialing in. I haven't texted Judy.
I don't know about Jolynn. Where's our little group?
So where do you guys want to go to dinner tonight?
I think Red Heat.
Yeah, that's typical. Red
Heat. Yeah, how about Red Heat? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
I should be able to drive over in a bit.
What's that?
I should be able to drive over.
No, how about if I drive this time?
Okay. Well, we're both coming from San Jose, so we can carpool.
Yeah, right. There you go. Maybe I'll order a limo for us.
There you go.
A virtual limo. Our virtual dinner.
We'll wait 2 more minutes till 2 o'clock and then we'll just get going. They can just join in. And then if they have questions, maybe you could, because I'm going to go through some of the logistics. All right, hang on a sec.
Carolyn, I was in and then it kicked me out.
Yeah.
Rushing.
Yeah, there she is.
There she is.
Oh, yay.
You're muted.
Oh, yay.
I got her.
I'm not getting everybody.
Hey, Joyce, can you combine my phone with my picture? Because Deb's on her phone and she can only see four people at a time.
No, I'm on a tablet now. But
oh, so you can see more people?
I can see more people, but I can only see 5.
Yeah.
Wendy, what is the phone number?
My phone number? 509-380.
No. The phone number to join this group?
Oh, I just sent it to, hold on, Allison, hold on.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's what I was going to do. So if you just did it.
646-548-8656.
All right, so you sent that to Allison?
Yeah, and she confirmed that she received it, so hopefully she'll be using it. Or not.
Geraldine, you're all set? Yay! I gotta go into the other view. I can't see everybody. Yeah. Oh, voila. Everyone looks comfy. We don't have to be on those super uncomfortable chairs at the hotel.
Yeah, right? There's gotta be a way I can get everybody on here.
If you go up, if you kind of float, right? And then there will, up in your top right-hand corner, you'll get speaker view or gallery view, and you can choose. So choose gallery view, and then you can see everybody.
Oh, I got it.
Got it? Good.
Thank you, Wendy.
We don't have...
Sorry.
I wonder where Judy is.
Oh, she didn't answer.
Yeah, she's with Allison. They...
Yeah.
Oh, they're calling in together?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're using the same computer or what.
They might not even be on a computer. Allison said she was trying to dial in on the phone. So, I don't know.
Geraldine, could you give them a call and see?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could... Not that I'm going to be able to super help them technically, but we could get Lisa T to help in a pinch. Did anyone have trouble getting into a breakout room in the last class? Did that work for you?
Mine worked fine.
Mine worked fine.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I was shocked. I thought it went really well. I don't know, I can't remember her name, but she's in year three. She's in EIS. She's really sweet, just glasses, brown hair. Really nice. It was just the two of us.
I had somebody from Norway.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let me cover one thing that relates to Jonathan and Wendy and not so much the rest of us. How is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.? Are you guys going to be able to make it, or?
I'm going to do my best. So I won't, my video will not be on and I'll be in bed.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about you, Wendy? Will you be able to call in, do you think?
That's 5 o'clock for her.
Yeah.
I think Wendy left to do some construction.
Okay, so, I know, so what we'll do is we won't do either of you.
Spot her ahead.
Huh? Wendy?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I was making some coffee. It's still
okay.
Early here.
So will you be able to dial in at 8 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not sure because we'll see. I'm sometimes awake, sort of, but not functional. And
okay.
I'll try, but I have to have my Bluetooth headphones so I can stay in bed, and I'm not sure my phone service will carry that far.
Okay.
So anyways, I guess we'll know tomorrow morning if I'm there or not. Thanks
all
for
right,
not
so what
doing
else do-
Although maybe you should do me and just record it, and then that would be fine.
Well... without you being there. So what we'll do is we'll leave you
that's
two till last so that hopefully you'll get done at lunch on Sunday rather than tomorrow morning. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Is that okay with you guys? Yeah?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay. Having issues with my iPad.
Okay, so... I do need to end at 2:30, so let's get started, and they can just join in. So, get comfy. Close your eyes. And take a few really deep breaths. Down into your belly. So I want you to imagine that we're in our classroom together. Geraldine has done an amazing job putting up all the decorations. The beautiful tapestries. There's an altar. And there we are in our circle together. And I want you to try to feel that energy of that circle. We're here together. And then picture that we all stand up, come to the middle of the circle, and we do a big group hug. How is that, Bill? Did we get you your hug?
He's not coming back.
Sorry. Don't rush me.
Did we get you your hug?
Yes, that was nice.
I woke up this morning, like 5, and that's what I got, like, start this way. Try to get that feeling, because you guys are such a tight group, and you have such love for one another. And I really wish we could all hug. But that was a really beautiful, energetic hug. So thanks for that, you know, that tweak me onto it, Bill. So you guys all have the calendar. What we're trying to do is break it up so that it's not too lectury, because I think that would be brutal. So we'll do a lot of processing, there's some bioenergetics, we'll do some healings, we'll break. And then when we're together, for the most part, if there's a lecture, it will be very short, and then primarily processing. So I have a conflict today, so I apologize. It's a great conflict. My grandson was born on Tuesday, and because of COVID, I haven't been able to meet him. And so I can meet him today, like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And so I can't pass up that opportunity. So I apologize, but Geraldine will be there. And it really won't impact too many things. But I will miss the processing tonight at 3:45. That's the biggest one that I'll miss. But I'll be back after dinner for the meditation in the big group. So what's gonna happen today is we'll talk till like 2:30, and we may start processing and doing a check-in. It depends on how much questions and things you guys might have.
I just need to interrupt for a second, Joyce.
I'm sorry?
I just need to interrupt for a second. Wendy, when you're up and doing stuff, can you mute yourself? The banging and the rustling is distracting, so if you can just...
It's not actually me this time. I'm sitting pretty still.
Oh, you are? Okay. I don't know where this
I'm hearing. Yeah, and last too. Time I did mute myself, so it's not me, though.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's coming from, though.
So I want to kind of just walk you through. So we'll do a half hour together. Then Geraldine will take over as host and do bioenergetics. And then we're going to go into the healing. And when we do the healing, what I did was I gave you, I paired you up in the email.
Uh-oh, I didn't see that.
It's if you scroll down on the email.
Okay.
Okay, so the healings will be done not in Zoom. So you connect, you do it just like you would do a remote healing. And you have an hour to do it. So each healing takes about 20 minutes-ish.
So what you do is, I think I designated who's going first and who's going second. So you guys can connect on cell phones or whatever else you want to do, somehow connect. And then the first person would do the healing first. The second person would receive, and then vice versa. And then, so once the first person is done giving the healing, you can just text the other person saying that they're done. You guys switch, and then when the second person is finished doing their healing, text again. And then what we can do is then you guys would have, like, you know, 15 minutes at the end to share, you know, get on the phone and share your experience. Make sense?
Okay.
So the person who is receiving, if you could have the bowls ready, so that you can have the bowls going, even though it's remote. Make sense?
Yep.
I have, since there's an uneven number, Geraldine, I have you paired. So if there's any snags with that, what would happen is Geraldine would drop out and would pair you up if someone can't make the healings or if there's any kind of problem with that. So if Allison and Judy don't make it, if whoever is paired with them, just give them a call and just let them know how the healing's going to work.
So we're doing the first healing in 15 minutes?
No, the schedule's off by 15 minutes now. We were supposed to start this at 2:15, okay. And we started at 2. So everything's off by 15 minutes, which we'll try and make up later on. So what'll happen is Geraldine will do, I may finish a little bit early because I only have 2 or 3 more things. Yeah, I'm kind of towards the end. So then what we could do is we could switch over to bioenergetics a little bit early. So bioenergetics is 2:15. And then we could just go straight into the healing from 2:30 to 3:30. Then you get a little break after the healing. Then you come back to this room at 3:45 and Geraldine will be leading the processing. So you'll all check in, talk about your gift box, talk about what's been going on for you. You know, Geraldine will just break up the time as evenly as she can. But there's an hour and 15 minutes for that. So hopefully that should be enough. Then there's a dinner break. If you guys want, and Geraldine, you would need to facilitate this today. But if you guys want, we could leave this room open so you could eat dinner together. We can just leave this on. But be a little bit careful because this is auto recording everything. So just know that the conversations are being recorded. Okay. So does anyone have any questions?
I do.
Go ahead.
For the first healing, I'm supposed to be with Jonathan, but I don't have WhatsApp loaded yet. It's still working on it. So can I switch with somebody? Not that I don't want to be with Jonathan, but I don't.
All right.
I'm having enough technology issues.
Jonathan, could you use your Zoom?
I can use Zoom, or you can just call my Skype number.
Can I call a Skype number from a regular phone?
You can. Yeah.
All right. Will you? What's that number?
617. 391-0176.
Thanks.
Oh, and maybe you could call her. I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any issues or concerns about the pairings? Who is Judy paired with? This?
Me. Oh, Judy's coming.
Yeah.
She had to stop and get gas.
I'm sorry?
Judy's coming. She had to stop and get gas on her way back to the hotel.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Allison has Lisa's number, and she's trying a couple of different numbers to try to. She's having trouble getting in for some reason.
Yeah, well, I texted her the wrong phone number, so that's my bad.
Oh.
She said, I'm working with new phone numbers now.
Okay. Yeah.
I gave her Lisa's number.
All right.
She'll come.
Yeah.
And she and I are paired, so it's fine.
Okay. And Judy and Deb are together, so that should work. And we're doing bioenergetics, so Judy, she should be back. You know, that should work out fine. Anyone have any questions on the next couple sections? The bioenergetics, the healing? Okay. So, Geraldine, if you want, I could just make you the host, like I have the power to make you the host. Mm-hmm. But, or, might be easier if you guys just call back in. But everyone's here, so I hate to not have it, you know.
It would be easier just to make Geraldine the host and not have
it. Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, make host. So, Geraldine, you're the host.
Okay.
And when, you know what I'll do just to be safe is I'm going to just leave my machine on while I'm gone. So I'm afraid that if I disconnect, if I don't want the call to disconnect. So I'll just leave it on. And then if you guys want to eat dinner together, you know, no matter what you want to do, the room will be open and on. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You're going to leave the door unlocked.
And recording.
I'll leave the light on for you. Yeah, don't forget it's recording. I'm sure there's a way for me to stop it, but that's how they wanted it, so. You guys all set?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Again, I apologize. I'm so excited to meet my grandson. I can't even tell you.
What's his name?
You want to see him?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I can't because I'm not host anymore.
Okay.
But you know what? When we get back together tomorrow, I will have a picture. Ooh, did someone join? 503?
Wendy.
That's Allison.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Geraldine, you're a host. Can you unmute her? So what you do is... Do you see at the bottom, if you float your cursor, then there's something that's going to pop up at the bottom called participants?
Yep.
If you click that, then all the participants show up on the right-hand side?
Should be good. Are you there,
Alan? You muted Gerald, Joyce.
Oops. Sorry.
You muted a lot of people.
You muted Wendy, too.
Dude. All right. Bill, are you still on?
I'm still. I'm good.
I'm here. Okay.
Geraldine, if you want, you can make me or someone else a co-host.
Oh, I'm back.
Technical stuff for you.
It's weird the way it shows up. Mm-hmm. It's showing that it's unmuted.
No, oh, Joyce is still muted. Oh no.
You got me.
There you go.
Woo! All right. You're a pro.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Sorry, I can't type for shit.
No worries. Thanks for your help, Wendy.
Okay, welcome. I am going to mute out. You guys have fun, and I will be back after dinner.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Geraldine, should I put my stuff on the altar now?
Yes, please do. How's everybody doing? I miss you guys so much.
And
miss you too.
Miss you.
All right. So I am happy to do bioenergetics with you, but What do you want? What do you need? Where are we at? Want to get up and just move around? Or are we good? I feel like we just had our break, so we're like ready, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're supposed to break and do our healings. This landed in my lap this morning, so you'll have to forgive me. Anyone have any questions about the healing? We're going to do open to wisdom first.
I don't think I ever got that.
Okay, so log into the website and get it from there, because there's a whole bunch of resources in there, the audio, the video. It's really simple.
Okay.
And you want to just look at it together and then just see where you guys are at.
Oh, I don't know how to go to the website from my phone.
We can read it to you, Deb.
Well, I have it right here. I have it. I have the printout. So what? I can
read it.
I have the, you know, the printout that we had. And I've gone over it a couple times, so I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one. It's kind of groovy, like after it's over, you feel like.
Say hi to my friends.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Thanks for
joining
us.
She's gonna go meet her little brother.
Nice.
This is Alex. I'm so big too.
Okay, so you get little kisses. Mwah. Say, see you later.
Mwah.
Hi. Oh, see this guy. Give him a big hug. See Bill. Give Bill a big hug. Can you give him a squeeze, 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 squeeze?
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
What was the name of the healing again? I don't see it.
Open to wisdom.
Open to wisdom healing.
It's under LNT2-5. I think it's in the L's.
I can't.
Does someone want to read it just so we can be in that right space, and then we'll call each other and do our thing? Are you okay reading it on your own? It's either way, it's fine.
I see it.
If you want to make me co-host, I can screen share it and read it.
Okay, you're so much better at this than me.
Walk her through how to co-host.
So, how do I do that?
Marilyn, you just muted us all again.
Participants, there should be the more button.
I did not.
On the participants list next to my name, there should be like three dots or a more button or something. And one of the options when you click on that will be make co-host.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you did not mute anybody. That must have been Bill Terrell.
Yes.
Teasing you.
Me.
Or was that Bill Schuler teasing you?
It was me. Bill Schuler.
I see I can make the host. And I'm actually okay with that. It's like, look down the list, Jonathan. Tell me where it is. So I see spotlight video, make host, allow record, rename.
Doesn't say make co-host?
No.
So co-hosting might have been disabled for this account, so.
I'm gonna make you the host.
Okay.
How was it?
I can stop the recording now.
You can be all powerful.
Yeah. Like,
perfect.
Evil Emperor Zurg. Costa Rica. I love it. Yeah, that works for me.
Woo! Yay!
Okay.
I can also change it now that I'm the host that anyone can share, but so. okay, so sharing. Let's see, where is it? Do I have it open? Let me go open it.
I've been missing you guys. Thursday nights I tried, but Oh my God. Those are my work nights. No, and I was hoping like one of them I wouldn't have somebody. But the one week I tried, that person came early and I was like, oh, for God's sakes. We don't have Judy yet, huh?
No, Judy's in transit to the hotel.
Okay. How far is it, did she say?
I'm guessing it was an hour, and I think she left at least like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. No worries. So you know what? Then we got to prepare for healings because she won't be able to do the healing while she's driving.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to be your buddy, so you and Deb are going to be buddies.
Ooh, sounds great.
Okay.
Deb sounds prepared. I think I just got a good deal. Not that you're not, Jerry.
I know.
And does number one does the healing first or receives first?
You guys get to decide.
I think Joy said first person performs the healing.
That's what I thought.
I'll leave it up to you
but
guys.
But I wasn't really listening.
Thank you.
The number is who gives first. So, okay. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just the steps?
I think just the intro because the steps we're going to have to read anyway before we actually do it. And, you know, as long as everybody's okay with it, I just go through like the whole purpose of it so we can just get in that mindset of what we're trying to accomplish with the other person.
Okay.
So use your sexiest voice, Jonathan.
All right.
So we're going to leave that on while we're doing the healing?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll mute everyone. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's good.
This healing is used to open the upper chakras to receive guidance. It brings unity to all 12 gateways of the energy system by creating a communication link between soul, life, and the chakras. It opens the seventh chakra, which is closed on many people, and unites and harmonizes it with the sixth chakra. It then connects these two linked chakras to the aha, parentheses zeal, point, the throat and the heart. The healing finishes by creating a solid connection from these wisdom points to the feet so that we can ground into action the wisdom that we have received. This is used on clients who have done some spiritual or healing work but are unable to either connect with or act on their inner spiritual guidance. They may be in a spiritual mask or constantly seeking. Or they may have no connection to guidance or a higher self, seeing life through their virtual reality, ego, and vows only. This healing lets them experience what it feels like to stand fully in their life purpose and in their present moment life. And since it reconnects the seventh chakra and the heart, it can restore lost faith, which is an incredibly powerful healing. To do this healing, the healer must hold all three levels of the field simultaneously, the chakras, the life purpose line, and the soul. The healing also brings into balance the three brains, the cerebral cortex, the midbrain, and the reptilian brain, by integrating the light of the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus. When these are awake and in harmony with each other, this awakens the aha point and its gift of full life integration, passion, and enthusiasm. As these elements come into balance, the physical, emotional, and spiritual realms also come into union in the client's life. This is an intentional healing. The healer is mirroring that which they would like their clients to emulate. Do not send energy.
Perfect. So just scan through the steps, you guys, and just see if there's any place you have a question or we'll figure it out together.
I actually just printed mine. I'll be right.
Can you print one for me too, Bill?
Tell me when you want me to scroll down.
Oh, I was had a question about number five. Notice where the client holds back from the passion and expand that within yourself.
Wow.
Do you, I'm not sure how we do that.
Well, so maybe we could do it, like, so if we could see, if we're in person and someone stands sideways, if you look at their profile from the front and back, wherever they're hollowed out,
okay,
from the backside, is where they're kind of pulling in their energy and not letting their passion out. So okay. Many of us who have issues with relationships, like that part of our back will either be very, very straight and like we're holding the whole world together, or it'll be caved in. And the same can be with the front. So like it would be where the weakness is.
Okay.
And because you guys know each other so well, you can use what you know. But like with a client, I think you just kind of read their energy field, listen to the way they talk, and maybe figure out, wow, you know, there's something going on in the lower chakras, or there's something going on that, you know, they're not saying much, or their voice is squeaky, or they're totally not here and they're spacey.
Okay.
Spacey. Me.
What?
That's totally me. Now yours has two pages. The one I printed off only had one.
And then there's no picture, but the pineal, pituitary, and the hypothalamus are like all in the middle of your head. But like if you imagine it like on the side of your eye, that's the region. With the pineal is like in the center of your head, and pituitary and hypothalamus are on the side. Just for a visual.
The printout I got off the website is not the same thing.
Interesting.
It's only one page.
Oh.
Mine's three.
It should be three, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's two.
I think it all...
Maybe I...
It'll all get us there.
Where does yours end, Bill?
Weird, it doesn't look like this one at all.
Oh, maybe you clicked the wrong button. Is it at the top? LMT2-5?
Yep.
Oh, did you open the opening to wisdom meditation instructions handout?
I don't know.
Maybe? Let me see what that looks like.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them that are like named very similarly. Understandable.
Does it say opening to wisdom healing meditation? That's only one page. Bill Terrell?
Yeah. I'm here.
This is the first healing that you are going to do, that you will have to hold all three levels of your energy field. Yeah. Is that how your starts?
Yep.
Yeah. That's the next link down. So go back to the website and do the link above.
So smart, Matthew.
This is kind of cool, though. Have you looked at this, Geraldine?
No, I should go on there and look at it. That's the meditation one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one.
I know. Jonathan, you want to read this to us? I kind of like it.
I'll down.
Yeah, fill it up.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Instead of bioenergetics, we can do this one.
Yeah. Well, and when you do your bioenergetics to prepare for the healing, do the heaven and earth. You know, like take your hands, put them down into the earth, up, because you're trying to solidify your Hara line. That one where you build the energy, where you have like one hand going up and one hand going down, and you're sort of like got your knees bent. That's another way just to pump.
Yeah.
That's all.
When are we starting?
We can start right now if you guys, so what we're going to do is leave this on. Jonathan, does that make sense? Mute everybody.
Yep.
Call each other and do the healing. I don't have I'm not partnering with anyone. So why don't we say why don't we say this? When you finish with each other, text me. No, do the run? Text,
just you don't want to do the meditation?
What's up?
I said you don't want to read this meditation before we do it.
I have to go find it and download it.
We can do that. But just for
when call each other,
do the healing, and then when your two people are done, text the group chat so we know when everybody's done, and then everybody will rejoin. Does that make sense? Or just show up. Just
pop back on.
Yeah.
All right. I'm muting everyone now.
And then what we're going to do then, just so that I can prep you. Oh, we're just doing small group check-in. And we can process a little bit of the gift meditation. So when you come back, it's nothing mind-boggling. It's just going to be connecting.
Morty.
All right, everyone's going on mute.
All right.
Are you guys talking about us?
There we go. All right. I'm back.
Excellent.
So, be envious of my crystal water container.
Wow. I have one of those. I don't know where it is. Oh, it's in Boston. That doesn't help me.
I got it at the thrift store. So when things started to reopen here, I went to, I think it's Goodwill, but went there and it was like brand new in the box for $2.99. I'm like, and when I looked them up, they're like $30 or $40.
Yeah. I was gonna say they're not cheap. They're not.
Mine is in Boston, but I've been living here for a year and a half in this house, and I still haven't unpacked all my crystals. I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know.
Mm.
So they're all there in the boxes. So
that's a lot. I thought I had a lot. I have moldavite in here. I bought $300 worth of small moldavite stones.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what I was going to do with them. I thought maybe I'd resell them or something, but I can't bear to give them up. So
moldavite is good for masculine energy.
I really like it a lot. I mean, it's the first stone that I, you know, like got a head rush off of.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I bought a pretty big piece for my first one. And, but that feeling kind of, because I thought that it had just lost the energy or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I sent it off to someone else's house for a summer where it could play with other crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sent it back and it still doesn't feel the same. So the only thing I've been able to find, you know, on the internet or from other people's opinions is that you get used to the energy. So it doesn't seem as shocking anymore.
Right. Wait. I think I was thinking of malachite rather than moldavite. Here, let me look it up, make sure I'm thinking of the right thing.
And moldavite's the meteor.
Oh, that's the meteor one. Oh, that's the green glass.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Herkimers are my favorite.
Oh, so you really like the kind of the sixth chakra stuff.
Yeah. Most of them I have are those kind of higher ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to put the crystals out, but I was like, I don't want to. So, I don't know.
I say when you become a citizen, you take them out.
That's right. There you go.
Yep. That way you can say, okay, I'm really here.
Yeah.
Although they might be getting kind of lonely.
Well, I mean, there's only cardboard between them and me, so. And they're all packed in together, so they all have their friends next to them.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to grab a glass of water. I'll be right back.
Wendy's doing her stop animation thing again.
Yeah, she's good at that.
So how was your healing?
It was good. I couldn't sink into it as much as I can when I'm in person.
Mm.
Or even when I'm not doing it as part of the class, but because it was class time and they have me, I'm on the host now, I wanted to make sure I didn't run over time. So I was like, am I running over time? I don't want to pass out.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I fell asleep at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy said I had a heavy heart.
Mm.
Well, I broke up my dragon for my altar item, so he's right here.
There you go.
Hanging out.
Oh, I brought one of my favorite Herkimers because it has a little thing still stuck to it, but
mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that one. And then I have a Lemurian crystal.
Very nice.
I found with the Herkimers that it's really super amplifying. So whatever other crystal I'm messing with, it kind of like magnifies it or something.
Mm-hmm. And they're good for dream work.
I used to sleep with some of the high vibration ones under my pillow, but sometimes that doesn't work out well. Just because of the cookie. Yeah.
We'll see what card you get drawn for when we do the shaman card journey. I think that's on Sunday. If I was looking at it, the graduation ceremony, I'm assuming that's when I'm doing it. Graduation led by students, 2:30 to 4 Sunday. So.
Yeah, an hour and a half. That's what she said, right?
Yeah.
Bill, if you're going to bring food, you got to bring enough for everybody.
Okay. I got plenty right here. There you go.
I hope I can find a place to eat around here. Didn't really think of that. There's a.
But do you enjoy the peacefulness of not being at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a. I don't see any menu around here, but they said that there's a chop house. Attached to the building, so I figure I can get something still in line with my paleo thing that I've been doing.
Oh yeah, you can just get a slab of beef.
Yeah, I'll just go out and kill a seagull or something, maybe.
Or a groundhog.
Yeah. Think of all that meat I would have had if I had.
I know. You could have had the meat, the pelt. You could have done all kinds of stuff. You could have gone full Native American and used every part of the animal.
Yep.
Yep.
Could have got their ugly little feet and used them in my rituals. And
there you go.
Yeah.
You can create a little bone bundle and hang it over the entrances to your home. And that's supposed to keep away vandals and robbers and stuff like that. I don't know if that's actually true or if the robber comes to your house and see that you're hanging a pile of bones from your door.
I'm not going to fuck with this person. Yeah.
Are they supposed to be human bones?
No.
There's been a lot of like vandalism and robberies in our little town. Like it's just a few thousand people and there's two towns next to each other. So it's super rural, but all these kids, you know, they're not in school and have nothing to do. So apparently the next best thing to do is to steal things off of people's porches and smash out windows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of disturbing though, because it's a really peaceful area to live in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should kill the groundhogs, gather up the bones, eat the meat, make a coat out of the pelt. There you go. You're going to use every part of it. It'll be a good death. Carolyn's laughing. Do you want me to unmute you, Geraldine, or do you want to unmute yourself?
Or do you want to sit there and talk without us hearing?
How's that?
There you go.
All right. I got a message from Judy. It says, I'm off the road. Looks like 3:45 we meet in the grad room. And it's a question mark. So I'll say yes.
Why is she in the car?
She's going to a hotel, isn't she?
Yeah, it was a lot of gas, and then it was an hour ride. And
did she have to work in the morning? Is that why she left late?
I don't know. I was just texting her back and forth. Mm-hmm. She didn't tell me the whole story.
Mm-hmm. So I don't see Allison on the participant list, so she dropped off.
All right, I'll text her too. She and is Deb back?
Deb is she's. I mean, the video's on, but she's not there.
Right, she's paired with Allison.
Okay.
So the fact they're not both back is good.
All right.
Hopefully they're together.
Are they supposed to be physically together?
No, just paired for the healing. It was supposed to be Deb and Judy, but Judy was traveling, so and it was going to be Allison and me. So I paired Allison and Deb together. It's all very Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're supposed to, Judy should be coming back any second. Coming on, I should say, any second. So this portion of our program is for individual small group check-in And we can do anything. We can do the gift, the meditation. We can do the healing that we just did. We can do what's going on. Your choice.
Bill, what do you feel like?
Me or Bill?
Bill.
Feeling one. Yeah, the feeling one. I think it would be nice to do the gift thing because there wasn't a lot of feedback in my group.
You weren't allowed to give feedback in your group? What?
No, there just wasn't a lot of good feedback. It was just like, oh, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I could go right now because I fell asleep. I got nothing. So I'm done. Go ahead.
You fell asleep during the gift one too?
Yep.
No.
I sleep.
Hi, Judy.
Judy.
Hey.
And go goats with us too.
Oh, go! Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
So we're only missing Allison. Oh.
Here, Deb's coming back.
Deb's coming back, so she'll be able to tell us about Allison.
I'll unmute Deb for her, or I'll ask to unmute. There you go.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me now? We were talking after the healing, and so she'll be on in a few seconds.
All right, great. I think we were sharing about the gift thing. And Bill S. was about to share because he didn't get good feedback from his group.
Oh, hi, Judy. You're muted.
I'm sorry, I miss you.
Yeah. I wish I could be there.
Judy, are you and Allison like staying in the same place?
In the same room.
Oh, wow.
Not really like...
Very much the same place.
Yeah, I'm scared.
That's why I didn't go, because I'm coughing so much. We were going to share a room. I thought they might kick me out and I'd have to sleep in the car.
On Monday, I saw two clients at my studio and we all wore masks the whole time, but I was still like, at the end of the day, I was like, it was like people, you know?
Yeah.
We're all dirty, disease-ridden people now.
Disgusting.
I know, it made scary, hugging scary. Mm-hmm. Like, how, isn't that sucky?
Yeah.
I just hold my breath.
Well, before you joined us, we did a virtual hug. We put ourselves in the room. Joyce put us in the room that we normally are in and think about how it was decorated and everything. And then we went to the center of the room and we hugged each other. And it did feel good.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. We'll do it again sometime.
We're going to do a check-in. We'll give Allison a minute, but she can just jump in. We're just doing a check-in, and you can cover what's going on in your life. Or this we did the gift meditation. I don't remember that from last year, but where your guides come and give you a gift and talk about that. Or we just finished a healing. So whatever comes up, whatever you want to share with everyone. If there's something you're working on and you want some feedback, so as we go around, we can think about what you need and pick one. So who wants to start?
Let's make other Bill start. Pick something that you didn't sleep through.
No, I only slept at the very end of the healing. I like that healing. I thought that was good. I think that was can't wait for that to really fully sink in. So, because I always have anytime I try and connect, I get a ring of pain right here. Right, it's like painful, and it takes a little while for it to go away, and then I can receive and stuff. So I think I have a block there. I'm hoping that this will help.
Nice.
That might explain the shell-like effect. Like if
yeah.
if it was trying to pour in and it's hitting that block and going around, and that's maybe why I saw that shell type action going on.
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool.
Well, and then I also find too is when you're like right up against that block that you've had forever, and you may or may not know it's there. When you do those exercises that bring you to the edge where you might figure it out, or you know, come to a new place. I used to fall asleep. So there's a couple of meditations that would look at different, you know, aspects that I was kind of afraid to look. I would pass out in the same spot in the meditation every single time. And there were times when I would wake up, you know, at the more comfortable spot and reboot the meditation and be like, okay, this time I'm really going to stay awake, pass right out again. So that could be why maybe with the gift meditation, that as that comes in, it's just so overwhelming for your nervous system that it just puts you right out.
Well, I think my thing is really with Reese, I can't be in the room with him without wanting to fall asleep. Just something in his energy gets me out.
That happened the last time we had Lisa and Reese back to back. By the time Reese left, I was like, it does wear you out. Because it's a lot.
So that's really all I got. I mean, I feel good. I've worked right through. I have never stopped work, you know. So, which I kind of wish I did, but really didn't have a lot of choice in the matter. So, other than that, I feel like I'm doing okay.
Good. How are you doing with your judge?
Been, you know, recognizing it more and, you know, coming to terms with one of the things that was suggested that I, instead of trying to just push him away, is to, you know, try and have a meeting with them and work, you know, together rather than be opposed. So I'm trying that. You know, I'm actually handling a lot of things a lot better, you know, with self-judgment and that, like, you know, just work has been better. I've been able to deal with any issues that come up better than I have before. You know, I still get a little triggered, but I'm able to get through it without spiraling into Neverland. Mm-hmm. So
what do you think, just to address what you said, when, you know, having CI energy and wanting to be able to take in that, you know, information from your sixth. What if we look at it different than, so say it's blocked. What's your capacity for changing that? What small little step could you do? Do you ever give yourself permission to just be out of it?
I think somewhat when I watch TV, I sort of just let myself, and that's why Fran could be sitting there talking to me, and I'm like, I'm not there. So I, you know, with that, with TV, I do it, you know, and I let my mind just wander, you know. I might be watching a show, but I'm not really watching it. I'm just.
So maybe work in some time like that where you give yourself, because you need that. That's not a negotiable. It's not a like an indulgence. It's so that part of your personality, you need to have time where no one's making you do what you're supposed to do, and you can allow yourself to be a dreamer.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. And it's a non-negotiable. So if someone tries to take it away from you, you have to tell them, no, this is my time to dream. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Talk to me right. Anymore. Because I think that if you give yourself that time to indulge that part of you, that it's just going to open up and drop in. It's just never been safe to do that because you're punished when you're a little kid for being a dreamer. There's always an adult ready to swoop down, a teacher, a parent, mm-hmm. tell you what an awful person you are because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
To what they wanted you to do.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Excellent. I got to ask, have you read all those books?
Do you like it? It's a tapestry.
It's waving.
I put it up because it's so my porch is screened in, but we have to block it because when it rains, it all comes in and ruins the furniture. So I needed to put a tapestry up. I put it up this morning during the big lecture because it's a pretty ugly wall of plastic behind me, it's like leather stuff, you know. All right, who's next? Cool.
Bill wanted to go because he didn't get to show.
How about go, go, go?
Wendy? Do you want to go next?
Muted.
Are you muted?
She is.
Unmute yourself, Wendy.
Can you hear me now?
Hey.
Hey.
Do you want to go next?
Do I want to go next?
Yeah.
Why not?
Not really. So we're checking in.
It's multiple choice. You can do check in. You can work out. You can tell us about your gift. Or you can talk about something that's bugging you that you'd like some feedback on from everyone.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll check in. I've been dreading doing this weekend online, as you can tell from my technology issues. And when I was receiving that healing from Jonathan, thank you. One of the things I realized was, it's like some things with technology I'm really good at, like, oh, I can find the handout. I can figure out which handout Bill's looking at, you know, and not the right one and stuff like that. But then I just refuse, Kumi, to deal with the rest of it. And it's like, how is this like my life? You know, I do my five things and that's it. I have my five feelings. I do my five things well. And then I refuse to do the rest of my life. So I guess that's interesting. And then something from sometime today, I realized that, so my downstairs neighbors moved out. So there's no longer 24/7 screaming and yelling, which, let me tell you, shelter in place with screaming downstairs 24/7. Like, my life didn't change as far as my work situation, but as far as my living situation, it changed a lot. But anyway, so they moved out. And people are like, isn't it awesome? And I'm like, you know, it didn't really change anything. It's quieter, but I still, why am I not celebrating? So anyways, that's part of my check-in, I guess. That's where what's coming up right now in this moment. And then part of my, in this moment, that's all.
Well,
I'm not sure what else to say.
Well, does it keep you from being happy, or is it just part of your personality that cycles?
I'm sorry, what? Does it keep me from being happy, or what?
Just, is it just an aspect of your personality that goes through cycles?
I'm not really sure. The other thing that happened during the healing was that I felt this breeze. Like this breeze has been blowing all day, but I had this moment where I felt it, and it just felt really nice. And like I told Jonathan, I'm like, you know, I think that's the first moment of pleasure that I've felt today. So it does kind of, something is keeping me from feeling joyful. And then that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Can I ask something?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The thing that keeps you from feeling joyful, it seems like from the stories you tell and whatnot, that you will always find something that is keeping you from feeling like it was the neighbors or something that's why you were unhappy because of the noise or something. But when that situation changed, do you feel like the feeling doesn't change? So do you think the thing that might be keeping you from feeling joyful isn't something external?
Well, first of all, thank you. Mm-hmm. I know I've complained about the neighbors being noisy, but I don't think that I ever thought they were what was keeping me from being joyful. Mm-hmm. I think I just knew that they were noisy, mm-hmm. and I have a hard reaction to that. But yes, I do think it's internal. Otherwise, why would I be in this school? And that's why it's so mystifying what it is.
Well, it's not really mystifying, because it's just you keeping you from being joyful.
What's right.
What's mystifying is why there must be something reinforcing about that, or you'd stop doing it.
If I can add something else, Wendy, if that's okay.
Sure.
I know from all of our group calls, and even though most of our group calls don't focus on the chakra vows as we're supposed to, but we do it sometimes. it seems like the chakra vows, at least the ones we've gotten through, chakras 1, 2, and 3, they all focus on how you don't feel like you deserve anything, including happiness. And all your vows and your lower chakras, at least since we haven't gotten to the upper ones, is around you feeling undeserving of any kind of joy or attention or love. That's been my perception.
So I just need to write a freedom statement?
Maybe.
Yep, that's it. And then you're cured.
Hallelujah. Yeah, bliss will descend upon me and I will receive it. Hallelujah.
Because Wendy, I think all the work you've done, I think you really do want to be happy. And I think when you go through this, it's just a cycle. It's just, you're just at the bottom of the trough. And I think if you just relax into it, and I know I've heard you say this, I'm just going to accept it, the where I'm at right now, and just give it permission and feel it rather than try to block it, resist it, or try to climb out. Just sit there. It's okay. We love you. We love you when you're happy. We love you when you're not happy. Doesn't matter. And then it'll pass. It's just a feeling. And then you'll get back to the good stuff.
Plus, you've always mentioned that you really enjoy being, you know, at the hotel for the weekend.
Yeah.
how much you gain from that. And that's probably bothering you a lot.
A lot.
In the community, being in our
community. Yeah, absolutely. It's a cheap imitation, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's all we got, but it's a cheap imitation from the real thing. I went and saw Gwen 2 weekends ago. I drove down to North Truro, and she said to me, "So what do you want to do? Do you want to do something?" And I was like, "I just want to sit next to you, and I don't care what we do. It doesn't matter. We can just sit together. That's
right?
All." Like, yeah. That's what we wanted to do, and that's what we did. Like, we sat out on her porch, her deck, and we drank tequila, and we talked, and we went inside and had a meal. We went out in the back deck and did the same thing. It was awesome. And I was there for 24 hours and we just sat together and it was absolutely delicious.
Neat.
I get it. Totally get it.
Plus when we're together, I hear Wendy laugh more. Mm-hmm. I enjoy her laughing. You seem to enjoy, you know, just chuckling about things. And that's a good energy. For me, anyway.
Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome.
What was your gift?
Whose gift?
What was Wendy's gift?
I'm not sure that I got one. That's part of my problem with doing things virtually, is I'm always doing something else. At the same time, I think during that meditation, I think I was actually eating my breakfast, as I recall.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about the gift of seeing the subtleties of my rule keeper demonstrated for me this year by someone who I generally love. And how, anyways, that's what I was thinking about.
How are you going to use that moving forward?
It's a good question.
Can you repeat it, Wendy? Was it the subtleties of your rule keeper?
Yeah. Like my rule keeper, apparently, one of its ways of operation is, this is what I do when I'm online, is like, oh, I'll do the meditation later. Because I have this to-do list, you know, that I have to deal with now. This is what my rule keeper does. Oh, well, I'll feel later because I have this shit I have to get done. I have this agenda I need to deal with. So I'll just deal with how I feel later. It'll be okay. I'll get to it someday. And I make my to-do list more important than my to-be list. That's one of the things my rule keeper does. Because, I mean, really, it's important to pay the bills. Anyhow, maybe that was my gift. And not just something I was thinking about while I was eating my breakfast.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. You feel complete?
Yeah, as complete as I need to be right now. Thanks.
Who wants to be next?
Allison, are you here?
I am, and I just figured out how to unmute myself.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's like a miracle.
Sign for sure.
Awesome. Aren't you in the same room as Judy?
No, I'm in the car. I'm still in New Hampshire. I'm on the way down to Amesbury, Mass.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to go next?
Sure.
So, did you know, like, so Ethan goes here. You can talk about anything you want. It can be something going on in your life. It could be the gift meditation, which you probably didn't get to, but all it was about was what gift did you get this year? And being involved in the program, what was your, you know, your aha that you're bringing into your life? Or just to check.
What was that?
Is it or just something that you'd like some help with or feedback or love?
Okay. Whatever you want to talk about.
So, yeah, so the healing was great. Both giving and receiving was just a really nice one. It was surprisingly excellent. Both giving and receiving really felt like just really, really refreshing. I can resonate with some of that like spiral energy that the Bills were talking about earlier. And I felt especially like a flowering opening in my fifth chakra, like a blue flower. And it occurred to me, I've never thought of this before, and I don't know if I'm a bad student and this has been said, but I could kind of feel like the flowing in both directions between chakras, but not quite exactly that, but kind of like, you know, yellow and red make orange. And so I could like feel the connection between like the first three chakras. And I think Deb said she was doing, you know, extra attention on second and third. So that was kind of neat. Yeah, good healing. And then my gift this year, I think probably the biggest thing is realizing where I self-sabotage and how often I self-sabotage, and that new awareness, when not acted upon, is just self-sabotage, sitting in dissatisfaction. And so that's kind of been my aha of the week. But it feels like a relevant theme for my life. So I'm just hoping to focus on, you know, stay in the higher vibrations and focus on manifesting what I desire and learning what I really want and attaining it.
Nice. Really nice. So what's the plan for moving forward? How are you going to take that into the next layer of your work?
I started taking Robin Thomas's Science of Happiness class, and that's been very uplifting and gives exercises into, you know, just looking at like how you're managing your pie of life and where your energy goes, and really taking accountability for the percentage of the of the happiness that you're responsible for or have affect over. So that's been empowering. So I think it's like a daily, you know, shift or daily choice. And then like in big practical things that we all know I have to do, I got a real estate agent this week to help me find a dream place because I'm no longer in like a, you know, quote, crisis, freak out, gotta leave ASAP mode. And I'm more like, I only want to move once and I want to get the right place and move my dream apothecary cabinet into that new place and settle for, you know, a long period of time, at least a year, say. So in the practical realm, that's what I'm working on. That's my big thing.
Very nice. Very nice. Wow, you have moved so much, haven't you?
yeah, I'm really excited. And my husband does some really stupid shit on a very, very frequent basis. And this week, he's been in rare idiot form. And it gives me such conviction to move forward. It's like there is no choice. There's no choice. I have to move forward. So that's been a gift. Although, of course, it's been turbulent. But I'm getting better at just withdrawing. You know, just I can't do this. Goodbye and leaving. So I feel like I'm keeping myself pretty... I'm doing my best at managing my energy. There's still more I could do, I'm sure, but I'm still managing to get my shit done.
Yes. Very good. Because that's all we're supposed to do anyway, is us.
True.
And what you've let go of is having to fix him, help him feel what he's feeling, and just let him have that. That's his end.
Mm-hmm.
There's huge freedom in that.
Mm-hmm. And the big reset button for me, I guess this is probably the gift of the year. The big reset button for me, and it's been percolating for some months, is that I rescue or try to rescue other people, situations, failing relationships, wild animals, you name it, I'm rescuing it. And the big gift is I need to rescue myself, and any leadership or security or whatever it is, you know, that that I might want and that my fear centers might light up if I'm worried about getting that, I'm the one to deliver that for me. And that's clearer than ever, and I'm certain I've got that under control. I can do it.
And then something I can offer you, because I'm in a very similar place, is keep asking yourself when you feel yourself fall into that old role of having to fix something for somebody else because it makes you uncomfortable for them to be without.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself what the need is, or what the need is under those feelings. What do I need? Because mm-hmm. we need something usually when we do that, because we're coming out of alignment, over accommodate or to help someone that we have no business helping because we haven't done that for ourselves. So we're giving what we wish someone would give to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're perfectly capable of giving it to ourselves. We just need permission, because it's never been okay to put ourselves first. We just players and living in defense. It's always other people first and then us. And then we make it so the waiting room for taking care of people is so full that we don't feel justified in taking any time for ourselves. So just that little phrase of like, stop, breathe. What do I need? There's something, why am I like so bent on helping this person? What is it that I need? And sometimes you don't know what you need to do. Just sit with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's wonderful.
You're doing amazing.
Thanks for your support, everybody. You guys have been amazing.
You deserve it. Do you feel complete?
I do. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, who's next? This is like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, right.
I'm pointing at Bill S.
And then I tried to help. I tried to compliment that.
You're pointing it on my screen. You guys are pointing it at each other.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh.
All right. So my gift journey thingy was the one that Reese read out loud about the legless man that gave me a green box with gold. Like design on it. So some of the details were that I was in a forest and he walked over like using his arms and then handed, like balanced on one arm and handed me the box. And then inside the box was a really large pearl. I mean, that's what it looked like anyway, that I thought was solid. It had a loop on the top, like it should hang from something. But then when I picked it up and looked at it, I realized that it was two halves that were, that would stick together. It seemed like a magnet, but you know, the only thing I know is that it there, that it stuck together when you put it back in one piece. So I wasn't getting the vibe with Reese's male and female energy thing, because I can't think of anything throughout the year that would, like, it just doesn't make sense from that perspective.
So what do you think about it?
I mean, the only thing that popped to mind, and it's only because of the phrase, is like a pearl of wisdom, but I don't know what would have been split or is split or that I've realized can, you know, come apart or whatever. Beyond that, I don't know. The only thing...
thing I see this year in, like, from the beginning to now is this, there was such a yearning to be in relationship when you came in, and that's why you came, because you were missing it. It was like, oh, it's like I'm not even alive because I've cut myself off from now that and I'm just working all the time.
Yeah.
And then you sort of came back into your heart and allowed room for it, space to give yourself what you really need to enjoy your life and still remain an individual. So you did it in a healthy way rather than in an enmeshed way, which would probably be more familiar as it is for most of us, where we sort of get all wrapped up in another person and we forget that we have needs too, and it's all about them and, you know, doing for them and solving all their problems. But instead of going from one extreme to the other, you found the middle, the balance point. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, I don't know what the like thing is, but maybe it's that you don't need to move anywhere to do that.
Well, the other thought about the legless man was, you know, like the phrase or whatever, like they knocked the legs out from under me or whatever.
Yeah.
The only thought I had about that man was that even though that happened, he was still, you know, functioning or able to walk, even though he didn't have legs.
Right, and still a whole person, not a split person, not having to be one way in one part of his life and the other way in another part of his life, but a whole being in all of his life. And kind of seeing that you do that now, and, you know, and you, like, when we last class, talking about how you can be the real you at work.
Yeah.
Was kind of like bringing those two halves together instead of showing them just the working Bill, you know, the modified version.
Mm-hmm.
You're like bringing more of your heart with you, which is what makes it all worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Bring the joy in and the connection and the satisfaction and the reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Because now in this new job, like I didn't have to, you know, try to bring more of myself. I'm totally just like being me. A couple times I was like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that. But like I did, and, you know, or joking around about something that I wasn't sure if the person was going to be, you know, think it was funny or be into that, my kind of humor or whatever. So yeah, that sounds pretty good. Thank you. Jonathan, you were starting to say something a couple times.
Oh, I was just going to say, in terms of the two halves, I mean, because it seemed like both, what Geraldine said is that you wanted to be in relationship so badly at the beginning of the year that you were doing things that were detrimental to your own happiness. But throughout the year, you found the power to stand up for your own needs in those relationships, and that's what transformed, but not just your career, but your relationship with your wife. You finally said, I'm not taking this shit anymore. We're going to counseling. So, and so that could be the unification. You found the half of you that stands up for your own needs.
Hmm.
And not just the half that has the needs.
Gotcha. I like that. But thank you guys. Makes a lot more sense than male and female energy or whatever.
Well, I mean, the male and female is just polar. So the two halves for you is like, there's the half that needs to receive the needs, and then there's the half that needs to stand up for your needs. And so whether you call them masculine, feminine, or like anima and animus, whatever you want to call it, they're just the polar, the poles that you then need to unify. So.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, who's next? Judy or Deb?
I can go.
Okay.
I don't have anything. Okay. I did miss the meditation, which I didn't want to miss because I really like that meditation. And I got last year. Can I tell you last year what I got?
What?
No.
I got. I didn't see who brought it to me, but it was a box, like a medium-sized box. It was in a cube, and it was tied with a big purple bow that was. Sparkly, not sequined, but sparkly. And when I untied it and took the top off, I had to keep going forward to look, and I never saw what was in it. So that was, I liked that gift, actually. I felt like I was, what you said earlier, Geraldine, like walking up to the edge, like I was getting there. And so, yeah. That's all.
Oh, do you think that still applies to where you're at?
I think in some ways it does. I think in some ways I'm doing better at looking over and find, you know, getting there. And yeah. Sort of. How does that sound? I mean, like, sort of. I feel like there's a lot of things that I did really get to find out about myself this year, that, you know, and some things that I didn't, that I don't like. And so I'm working on my freedom statements for those, or like figuring out where the freedom statement is, or if it's a chakra that I'm, you know, that needs a little bit of updating. The vow needs updating or whatever. So, but that's what's good about our like fake weekly meetings. Well, they're real weekly meetings, but we don't actually work on chakras. So yeah.
Well, where do you feel?
What's that?
Where do you feel stuck? Where do you feel like you can only get so far before you hit that block again?
Oh, it's in my third chakra. It's like. It's all gut stuff. It's all.
Is it about relationships or career stuff or your business?
It's all relationships. It's all, almost always relationships.
And what's your default? What's that thing you do that you're like, oh, I did it again?
I get mad at people.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
And do you when you get mad, do you allow for it, or do you try to avoid it?
Well, so I think I allowed for it for way too many years. And oh my God, so Jonathan just opened that door, and I thought somebody was coming in behind me because I have a big mirror here. Okay, so that totally freaked me out. All right. So I feel like it's not always the appropriate emotion, you know? So it's just sort of like my expectations were wrong. And, you know, it's so I spend more time, you know, when I feel it coming up, like I stop, I can feel it now. That's A, I didn't know it for a long time. And I just sort of check in with, like, is that an appropriate response here? You know, or is it just, is it me I'm mad at? Or is it, I mean, maybe that's what it is, right?
Right. What if, entertain this for a sec. What if there wasn't a right or wrong to it? It just was where you were at that moment. And that because it's your feelings, you're actually entitled to them, even if they're unreasonable in somebody else's mind.
Hmm.
And you just paused and felt it and let it go through you before you actually bring it up or do anything about it. And have like a rant and rave or write it down or whatever, however you process for a little bit. And then revisit it, you know, give yourself whatever. I need an hour, I need a couple hours, I need tomorrow. And then go back to it and look at it from a distance and see, yeah, that was kind of unreasonable. It's my shit, not theirs. All of it's our shit, right? Anyway.
Right.
Wherever triggered by. But that doesn't negate the entitlement we have of feeling what we're feeling. And that it's okay.
I guess I'm thinking that it's like I overuse it. I overgo to it, you know, instead of.
So what would be the need underneath that? So if you sat with that and you say, that's the way I deal with everything. I blow up and I get angry and I do this, that, or the other thing. And it's my way of what? So sometimes it's like, for me, it's avoid. For me, it would be like avoiding asking for what I really need. Because I don't want to put anybody out. I don't want to really tell that person that they hurt my feelings or that I need something for them because I'm afraid they won't give it to me. And then I feel too vulnerable and then I just want to run away. So what do you think you might be using that as an excuse not to get, like, what are you really needing that you use that as like the smoke and mirrors so that you can distract yourself away from what the real deep need is underneath it? And it's probably something coming from your child.
Right. I think that what you just said is very much a lot of it, right? Where, you know, not being able to ask for my needs, you know, like, or being told what my needs were.
Right.
And so I know that's very much that. I don't know if that's the only thing or if that's the main thing. I mean, it's the first thing that pops in my head.
Yes. So go with it. And maybe so the next time it happens, just go with that.
Well, it's happening right now. No, I'm only kidding.
And then to explore it and be like, how can I deal with this differently than I normally do? What if I just allowed for it? What if I'm just a raging lunatic for this next period of time and I don't have to justify it to anybody? I just get to be angry. And then you have to direct that at the person because usually it's a client that's pushed, you know, tried your last nerve, pushed your button.
Yeah.
And then you get rid of them and you process and then you go, yeah, you know what? I'm a total jerk today, but it's just where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because I think a lot of times, like, I get mad, but I try not to show it, right? And try to keep it inside.
Well, and that's so limiting for and harmful.
Yeah, very harmful.
And you're entitled to be a whole person. Like, you're entitled to be an angel and a bitch all at the same time. Like, it's okay. We weren't told that as kids, so I think that's where all our vows come from, is like, you know, that was never allowed. I want to keep up. I can't act like that, or they'll kick me out, you know, or they won't talk to me, or I won't be part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's why those things keep coming back and recycling and making us crazy, because we're never allowing for them. So not only were we never allowed to do it in our childhood, but now as adults, we've got our inner critic running it, you know, and not allowing it either. And that just sucks.
Yeah. It does just suck. Yeah. So I like to use a lot of swear words. And my husband doesn't like swear words. So a lot of times when I'm expressing myself, I get this, there's no need for that language. And I say, there fucking is.
No.
But like for me, that's just, I actually grew up with a mother who had
a non-negotiable need.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey, it's Foul Mouth Friday and I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
There you go. So that's just been one of our, like, a little bit of, it's just a little, you know, it seems to upset him, and he's got to let go. Mm-hmm. But
I call it my inner De Niro. You know, Robert De Niro in that movie, Analyze This?
Oh, yeah.
With Billy Crystal. And he's working through his anger issues.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, my God, it's such a funny movie.
He shoots the pillow.
And De Niro does like that angry, so funny and so well. Yeah. So that's my phrase when I feel you're triggering my De Niro, just to warn you. And then you allow for it, and then it's like you don't have to keep going back there as a go-to. Maybe I don't know. Try it on.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do you ever try to do, like, what Lisa recommends, like, anger workouts?
What, like, banging stuff and...
Yeah, stuff like that, or taking a kickboxing class, or going to a shooting range, something like that.
Yeah, I box occasionally. I boxed Lisa once. That was the scariest thing ever. Because, like, Lisa has one of her archetypes is, like, a Jedi Knight, and so we were supposed to be shadow boxing, and... Like, she took off, she was like, boom, boom, choo, choo, boom, boom, and I was just standing there, and I was, like, literally terrified, and she stopped, and I said, you realize we're supposed to be taking turns, right? And she was like, oh, no. So she just was like, that's how she gets her anger out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe I'll do that. The boxing people just texted me a little while ago. They're like, where have you been?
Because it does get trapped in our body. So I was looking at, I don't know if you guys know who Irene Lyons is. She takes Peter Levine's vagus nerve work on how we hold emotion in our body and how it changes our physiology to a point that we can't let anything else in and until we expand our nervous system capacity. And so this fits perfectly that, you know, you got an emotion that comes up, you lock it down, you say you don't allow for it. And we know what happens. The energy gets blocked. You know, the chakras are affected. Our health starts to become like chronic or something is always, you know, not quite right. And one of the therapies that she does is just this, she calls it somatic. And like somatic is like, it's a big range of work. But one of the exercises is just to sit in your chair. It's like a grounding exercise and just stop. Stop thinking, stop moving, just notice what's in the room. Like hyper-focus on a book or a plant or the picture on the wall and just study every inch of it and just stay in your body. And then the other is, which is actually the Morrow reflex, is just to squeeze down your arm on both sides. And you can use whatever pressure feels good and breathe. And it's like there's something about that is just... grounding. It's like comforting.
Yeah.
Especially when it's up and you're like, I want to kill somebody, but I know it's not appropriate to act that way. And so I've got to stuff it. But
it's not.
You know, and instead of like taking it out on a person, taking the time out to go work it through. You know, and it's for those times when you can't go out and do a boxing class or take a walk or whatever. That's my life. I was like, there's so many times when I can't leave. And so I end up, you know, stuffing it. And that of course is, you know, not going to get me anywhere.
Right.
So that might be another thing to think about.
Yeah. That's a good idea. They're all good ideas.
Yeah. So
if I do them.
I know, but it's okay if you don't either.
I think you should just do the analyze this route. Go to a gun range and unload a .45 into a target. So.
I am. I've been at a gun range before, and the guy next to me had a 45. That is the loudest freaking thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I will send the movie clip to the group later. It's hilarious. Where Billy Crystal is a psychologist and he's kind of talking to Marilyn into so, like, he's getting younger. So, Deb, I think you're out.
Well, I'm, you know, I wasn't feeling good for about 2.5 weeks or three, and it happens quite often. And so, again, I'm listening to Reese and saying that we manifest this ourselves, and I'm not quite sure how I'm doing it, and I think I should stop. So, because it's really weird. It's like nobody can figure out what causes it, and they keep labeling it as Lyme disease, but every time I've been tested, even with the deeper test, it shows that I've never had Lyme disease. And I've never had a tick bite. I've never seen a bullseye or anything. So somehow I think I'm manifesting this and trying to figure out how to get rid of it. But also while I was not feeling good, I was laying there and I think my guides were telling me, you know, you're not doing enough to help yourself. You know, you have, you know, different types of healing modalities that you could be doing things. And how much of your time are you spending on refreshing your memory about all these different methods, you know, so I could use it as a business. So I was getting all this stuff sent to me too. So I don't know, maybe I get sick to make me slow down and listen to, I have to change my ways and not be so set in all the things I'm doing and really go after my goal. So I don't know if that's why I get sick, but it's happened the same time every year, and at least the last 3 years. And so if anybody has any insight on that, I would appreciate it.
Do you mean that it always happens on this weekend, this school weekend?
No, but it happens usually, the last 3 years, it's happened like in June.
Is anything else happening in June?
Any last year I missed class because I went out to see my mom because she was passing. But the year before and this year, it just was the same time again.
How to ask someone who's better at it than myself or to do a regression healing?
I can't hear you very well.
You can try to ask someone to do a regression healing.
Do you have your phone over your microphone?
When we do that that healing where you go in a circle and the past life comes up, you know how you.
Yeah, I'm talking about a different one, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
But whenever we do that one, I fall asleep. So something about that, I'm probably blocking. Like Bill,
sleep
in certain ones. That one I.
Yeah, I was going to say that. See Lisa. Yeah, go see Lisa Campion.
Yeah.
So she'll help you through that.
Yeah.
She's really good at that.
How much room do you give yourself, Deb, for you in your relationship and in just in your home environment?
Well, I try to do more and more. I really am quite independent because my husband always worked a lot of hours. And so I would just find things I like to do and entertain myself, you know, because I had kids, you know, to take care of, and it wasn't like I could just take off. And then I like to do crafty things. I like to do the healing. So I always find things to do, you know, that I like to do. But I kind of get caught up in some of that stuff and don't go to the healing and working on that more. So.
So the energy I'm feeling is as though you're suffocating or drowning at this time. So like those times when you get sick, the image I'm getting is like, it's like someone's pushing you underwater so that you can't be of all of who you are. And I'm not like, not the, by the someone, I don't mean it has to be like a particular person, but I'm just like thinking it's something that you're blocking that gives you that spark and that joy.
Yeah.
That you have most of the year. And then for some reason, it's sort of like you get to a point of exhaustion where you just have to let it all go, tear it all down, and then build it all back up again.
Well, it's kind of interesting what popped in my mind when you said that, because June is when the kids get out of school. And so then we babysit the kids more often. And that's when I like to play golf and I like to do a few other things. And when we were raising our kids, we didn't have family around us. So I took care of the kids and my kids. And now I feel like, although I enjoy having my grandsons here, I feel like I'm doing more than I should be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
It feels like a boundary.
You know, not mine, you know?
I think there's a boundary maybe that you're violating on for yourself. I mean, our boundaries are always our responsibility anyway, right? And they're for keeping ourselves in rather than other people out.
Right.
And sometimes it's the most loving thing to do is to create your boundaries so that other people know what they can expect of you. And so maybe part of it is that you let that boundary go out of a sense of obligation and definition of what it's like, what it is to be a good mother and a good grandmother. And maybe your soul wants something different at this phase of your life.
Yeah.
And that would be the goal.
That would make sense why it's happening at this time of the year.
And nobody can argue or make you feel bad if you're sick.
Right. Yeah. That break.
Yeah.
I love having them around, but they're also at an age that they want to be with at their own house with their own friends.
Yeah.
So they're over here, but unless, you know, like if I'm feeling good, we'll go out and play golf. They like that. And we'll go different places. But if I'm not feeling good, you know, there's not as much for them to do. And so they get kind of bored. So, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose of having them here.
Yeah.
So it would, to me, I would rather have her take care of the kids. And then a couple days a week, Al and I just say, hey, we're going to take the boys golfing this day. We're going to take them to the zoo. We're going to take them to the museum. We're going to take them out to lunch or an ice cream or something. You know, just have days where we say, this works for us. Can we have the boys these days?
Yep.
That I would enjoy more.
So can you ask for that?
Well, since the COVID, they all of a sudden decided that the boys would be at their mother's house for 3 days and then with their dad for 3 days. But their dad has been working the whole time. So the whole days that they're here during the week, we have them. And, you know, it was like nobody asked us if this was a good idea. It was just like, okay, Mike's going to have them for 3 days. And that meant us, you know, so yeah, there's not a good boundary there.
Okay, so how can we fix it? What can we do to make it better?
Yeah, I need to sit down and talk with both Mike and Cindy and
how does that feel? Does it feel wrong or does it feel very doable? You sound very very solid. That's a really good plan. I like it. And if I were the mom, I would love that feedback from you, because when I feel the same thing from my parents, they'll never say no, but I can feel when it's too much for them. Yeah. And then it just makes it like, and my mother's one of those people, like, if I say it, like, this seems like too much for you, what if you just tell me when you want them? She would be hurt by that.
Yeah.
So I think coming from you, it sounds very solid and doable.
I feel a little guilty because I do enjoy our time together, and I do enjoy the closeness that I have with my grandsons. But it's also a little overwhelming. So I really do need to talk to them.
And there would be nothing wrong with saying exactly that.
Right.
I love them. I love to spend time with them. I'm getting to a point in my life where it's a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
They need more than I can give them, and that's not fair to them.
Yeah.
I want to have a great relationship.
Yeah.
And this is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because there's, if you look at it like from a little distance and more like a logical thing, it's like there's this problem that the kid that your children have, your daughter-in-law and your son, and I can be part of the solution, but not all of it. This is what I have to offer. How's that work for you?
Yeah.
And I bet you they'll be so grateful that you're still willing, that they'll work the rest out and it'll be perfect. And I think sometimes when we don't do that, we don't allow the next thing to drop in that would actually be better for the kids.
Right.
Whether it's a babysitter that's waiting for work or some other situation that is just ready to manifest, but not until you let go of that part of it.
Right. Yep. I think you're on to something here. Yeah, thank you.
All right, Jonathan, you're up.
We're already over time, though.
So what? We're
your plan.
We can't avoid this forever.
Nice try.
Next time we come there, I'll read it to you, is dinner, which we can have together or not. It doesn't matter. From 4:30 to 6 was supposed to be dinner. And then recess is meditation from 6 to 8. Which is back in the main login. So unless anyone objects, I mean, you can just start eating. Jonathan doesn't mind.
No. All right. So yeah. So my check-in with Geraldine last week, I was talking about where I'm at with just life in general. And I was saying, you know, I just take it a day at a time now, where I'm not really pushing for anything. It's just, it is what it is. And I just go through the day, and then tomorrow's another day. And so, okay, now, can you hear that?
Better.
Yeah, you can hear that thing that they have going on outside my window, or should I move?
Faintly.
All right.
No.
All right.
Just hear you.
So, and Geraldine said that it was great that I've reached this point of surrender, because like my goals for the year were to not have a goal, to not be always pushing for something.
So the pandemic's your fault.
It is. It is. I have that power. But I still struggle with, have I just given up? And because, I mean, it doesn't, that my days don't necessarily bring me joy. But I'm not fighting against them anymore. So that's an improvement. But does that mean I've just given up? And I might as well just talk about the gift I received, because I don't know if it's related or not. the gift was, I was, when Reese ran out, like, I got the fish, that I got handed the flopping fish in my hands. They just handed me this fish that was flopping around. And, like, I had to, like, squeeze out of its belly and come out of its mouth and didn't kill the fish. This big, like, golf ball-sized pearl. It was all slimy because it came, like, it regurgitated it. And they asked that I swallow it. And so I swallowed it. And then at that point, I went into the ocean with the fish and was swimming with the fish. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right, so you forgot the most important part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
When we talked about surrender versus submission.
Yeah.
Submission is you lay down and you're like, fine, run me over. You give up.
Yeah.
In a good way. You give up and you let people abuse you.
Mm-hmm.
People determine whether you're happy or not, or what you have to do to be happy, or jump through this hoop or do this thing. And surrender is looking at the shit show that's happening around you and just shrugging your shoulders and saying, it is what it is. And disconnecting from it in a sense of, I'm still here. I'm still okay. I'm living in a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the job that I had described that I could, because I set good boundaries and said, this is what I can do for you if you want me to work for you, Mom, and I'm doing it here. And the whole pandemic supported you by making sure you got to stay there.
That's true.
And there's no possible way, short of extraction, to get you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got exactly what you paved. And you surrender because you're not ready for anything else right now. You're just going to sit for a little bit. And that's so weird for you.
It is. It's weird. And also, like with Reese's talk this morning, where it's like, to be a master, you have to do these six things. And I wish, and maybe he doesn't say it because it's not true, but I wish he would say, not all of these things happen in your life all the time. And because by him saying it, it makes me feel like if I'm not doing all of those things all the time, if I'm not always out there, like, living my purpose, then I'm screwing up.
Well, but this is the pearl. And,
okay.
This is the pearl of swallowing all the shouldas,
mm-hmm.
the list, and just surrendering to the fact you are where you are right now, despite the fact you've done all those things. You checked everything off your to-do list, and they told you how high to jump, and you jumped it. And it just, you know, part of you says, it's still not good enough. It's still not good enough. It's the surrender of, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's the success. That's the mastery.
Yeah, even if I'm not living my purpose, then...
You don't have a purpose. Your purpose is to surrender.
Okay. But isn't it supposed to feel good when you're living your purpose?
No, because it's never allowed for you to be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you even know how that felt?
Yeah.
So it's going to feel awful because it's breaking every vow you ever had of what it is to be a master.
Yeah.
And you remember reading all those books that we've read. Siddhartha would be the one that comes to mind of, I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the greatest. And it's always the humble that are the masters. It's never the guy that's great at everything.
Mm-hmm. But when do you feel energized by it? Like, at what point will I feel fulfilled by it?
I think when you just keep sitting with it,
mm-hmm.
and every time you stray into, but I could do this, and you just laugh at yourself and go, or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you give yourself that permission to not be one thing. Like, hold both at the same time, you know, so I can be a master at whatever I decide to take on, or I can be a total lazy guy that just sits there and waits for the next thing to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The mastery is the balance between the two. When do I want to put the effort in? Does it make sense to? Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just sit with it. and be able to hold both of those things at the same time. That's your pearl. That's your mastery for you. And you know that because it feels awful. And remember what they said about whenever you break those big vows, you feel this tremendous sense of guilt, like you're supposed to be doing something else. And yet every time you try to do something else, it falls flat.
It's true. But at the same time, I want to feel like Wendy. I want to feel the pleasure of living my life.
But you can't get there from skipping over the way you feel now.
Okay.
You got to wade through the muck and just float on it. Mm-hmm. It's shitty, but it has an end, unless you keep resisting it, and then it feels endless.
Right, and I'm not resisting it anymore.
You're surrendering to it. So there'll be another side. You're going to get out on the other side of the river and be like, huh, that wasn't so bad. And then it'll happen again, because it's never static. It's never going to be, oh, finally I arrived. It's always, you know, cyclic. It's like, oh, I'm back in that spot again. And every time you land back in the shithole, you say, well, I'm just going to sit with it. It'll pass. It's passed before. I'm sure there's something better on the other side. And you climb out again and you enjoy your life. So the mastery there is allowing for it not to make sense, for it not to be.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
I just had this thought that maybe it's like when I felt that breeze this morning. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the feeling of it in that very moment. Maybe that's what we need to do, both of us. Oh, shit.
Just enjoy the breeze when you feel it.
Well, I mean, I experienced a moment of pleasure. Mm-hmm. Maybe tomorrow I'll have two moments.
So Jonathan, what did, so the fish and the pearl and all that stuff. So like, what did you feel like when you ate the pearl? Like, were you grossed out or?
No, I wasn't grossed out.
Is that a submissive surrender type thing?
Yeah. I was just like, swallow. I was like, okay. I mean, it didn't bother me that they asked me to swallow it. I was like, all right. The person in my breakout group, because the whole thing about a pearl of wisdom, I know that's the symbolism, but it didn't really sit completely well with me. But the person in the group suggested, well, you know, pearls are formed by an irritant, a piece of sand that's an irritant, and then the pearl forms around it. So they said it's like you've had this irritant and you, for so long, you've created this massive pearl. I was like, okay, well, that seems to sit well. And then a funny thing is when Reese was reading back before it, he was saying, like all the people saying, and Jesus brought me this. Oh, and Jesus brought me this. And, oh, and Jesus came to me too. And, oh, I saw Jesus. And I was like, all these people, I was like, great. Everyone's saying Jesus. Yeah, good for you. I'm sure that happened. And then, like, he said, and he was reminding, he said, oh, and by the way, the fish represents Jesus. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Very Jesus-y. Yeah. So when you went back in the water, did you say you were with other fish?
I was with other fish, yeah.
And what did that feel like? Like, did you feel part of something or?
I did, because we were swimming and then we became a school of fish and we were all then going into this giant spiral down into this place. Not a shithole. It was a giant toilet in the middle of the ocean. And it just felt like I was going home.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
So I was just thinking about something, you know, that something you weren't, and I'm just, that's just coming out, whatever, but like something that you weren't willing to accept, fully accept, you know, and then, you know, this other fish, you got it out, you know, for whatever reason, wherever it had it and was essentially giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you swallowed it, then you became part of something else, something that you were missing or longing for. That was my impression. But I don't know the rest of your life besides, you know, the class and stuff, or maybe it is the class. Maybe it's the school, coming back to the school.
Maybe. No, I mean, that makes sense. Taking in the pearl that I've been rejecting. And then once I accept it, then accept that lesson, that wisdom, that pearl, then I can become part of something.
And I love the play on words. You become part of the school.
Mm-hmm. You're teaching in your future at Rhys Thomas Institute?
Perhaps.
You would be good at the School of Fish.
Jesus School.
There you go.
Judy, come on, we got to come up with some creative swearing.
Yeah.
I don't do creative swearing. I am stuck on my fuck.
Well, you have to visit Gwen because she has a book in her car and it's like three words and you put them together in random order and make a new swear.
Are they all fuck?
All right. Do we do everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we're supposed to go to dinner.
Okay.
And we'll just leave it on like we did.
Do you want me to I have the power to pause the recording and I know how to do it. I'm like,
it's up to you guys, whatever you want. Yeah, I mean, definitely pause the recording, I think, during dinner so you guys can just talk.
All right. I'm pausing the recording now.